right. I've definitely seen that before. I mean, that's the whole expression, tip of the iceberg. You see that little mound and you see that deep spike. And that's the whole point of the visual metaphor and the metaphor metaphor.
And I've thought about that before and I've used it a lot myself, but I never really considered it literally, like as in just seeing the tips of icebergs and what that really means, until I saw this image posted online by a glaciologist. Here, just take a look.
Okay, so this is an iceberg, I'm assuming. It's kind of a watercolor drawing. It's pretty simple, but it's basically just like a lump of ice. It's a bit smoother than, you know, the icebergs that we are picturing in our heads before. Mm-hmm. It's more like a stone in a river. And like we've been told about icebergs in school, most of it sits below the surface of the water. But it really doesn't look like that big cone with that deep vertical root. It really is like a scoop of ice cream rather than a cone.
Exactly. And it's, you know, part of that is what you'd expect, right? You expect only a small part of it to show up above the water. But the rest of it, what you see below, it's nothing like that cone shape, right? And the woman who drew it, her name is Megan Thompson Munson, and she's a glaciologist. And she posted this watercolor online with a really specific call to action. Basically, she argues that we need to rethink how we represent icebergs.
Hmm. I mean, I think I can see the problem just in her drawing itself. We're taught that 10% is above the water. And this shows, you know, basically 10% is above the water, but it doesn't have that deep vertical configuration. Because when you think about it, that doesn't make any sense. If you put like a pool noodle in a pool, it wouldn't stand upright. It goes on its side.
Exactly. And that's her point, right? It's like, you know, once you think about it, you kind of get it, but you have to think about it first. So in light of this misconception, she's urging other scientists to think about it and to draw icebergs in, quote, stable orientations.
So this is just one example, and all icebergs are presumably different. How do you know what the orientation should be, what you should be picturing?
Well, that's the thing. Once she put this image up online, right, this software developer came into the thread, and his name is Joshua Tauber, and he was basically inspired by her post to make this website called Icebreaker. And it's really simple. It just lets you draw ice shapes and see how they float. So, for example, if you draw a cone, it'll slowly reorient that cone to float on its side. Nice. And you can sort of see that shift in slow motion, too. So you can kind of see the physics in action. And in the end, it winds up in this stable orientation.
Huh. That's so cool. Yeah, this is like you're showing me a picture of a cone, and now it's definitely a cone that's like sadly on its side. yeah. So the idea with Icebreaker is you just trace out any shape, and then it'll just rotate till it finds its level, and that's how it would behave in nature.
Exactly it. That's exactly it. And the site has some disclaimers, like, you know, real icebergs are three-dimensionally complex. Their densities are going to be a little different. So the website is just sort of a simple intuition aid, more than a scientific tool. And the main point is just to give you a better idea of what might happen, roughly speaking, to various shapes, like this one.
Well, this is a cat. This is a drawing of a cat.
It is a cat.
And so this is like what